Exclusive. Senator Marsha Blackburn calls for special counsel to investigate Biden family China business dealings. By Matthew Boyle on January 31, 2022. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, told Breitbart News on Monday evening that she thinks Attorney General Merrick Garland must appoint a special counsel to investigate President Joe Biden's family members' dealings with the Chinese Communist Party. I think what we know or what we can surmise by looking at all of this is that it is appropriate and the Attorney General should appoint a special counsel to investigate what has happened with Biden Incorporated and Hunter Biden, James Biden, Joe Biden, and their business dealings with Communist China and the Chinese Communist Party, Blackburn said in an interview Monday night. Blackburn's interview came after Breitbart News on Sunday evening published a 2019 document from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware showing that the IRS, as part of a criminal investigation into the president's son, Hunter Biden, subpoenaed J.P. Morgan Chase Bank for financial records of Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, their associates Devin Archer and Eric Schwerin, and a number of business entities with which they were involved. From the report, a criminal IRS investigation into Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, appears to have convened a grand jury as far back as May 2019. A confidential subpoena served to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank reveals. The subpoena also seeks bank records of James Biden, the president's brother, which appears to be the first time another Biden family member has surfaced in connection with the investigation. The document, obtained by Breitbart News, specifically demands information on related transactions between J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, which the document calls Correspondent Bank, and the Bank of China, which the document calls the originating or beneficiary bank. Blackburn said these subpoena documents, combined with revelations in Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer's book Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, and so much more, are beginning to paint a bigger picture about the Biden family. She said these new revelations, after ones that came out via Hunter Biden's laptop in the New York Post in the lead-up to the 2020 election and from leaked emails from former Hunter Biden associate Bevin Cooney, among other sources, began showing a snapshot of how the Bidens operated. The picture that appears to be coming together is that Biden Incorporated has focused on dealing with these foreign entities, and we see Hunter Biden as more or less a centerpiece of this. And then you have Joe and James Biden and other families who you would think must be involved with this via Biden Incorporated, Blackburn said. It is troublesome, it is worrisome, this is not good for the country. This is why we need to move forward with a special counsel. We need to get a special counsel appointed and investigate exactly what happened with these business dealings. Blackburn, a member of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, told Breitbart News that she has reviewed the documents published in the Breitbart News report and thinks that President Biden owes an explanation to the public about all of this, but that she believes he will be unable to do so and therefore the appointment of a special counsel is necessary. As I have looked at your story and the documents that are there, I feel that the president owes an explanation, but we know that that would be difficult to come by. So it seems appropriate a special counsel be appointed to get to the bottom of what happened with these business dealings, Blackburn said. We know that Hunter Biden flew to China on Air Force Two with his father for an official visit. We know that he went forward with meetings that he did not want the Secret Service to accompany him to those meetings. So, there should be, for the good of the American people and for answering these questions, there should be a special counsel who would review this, and if this investigation is still ongoing, we would hope that we would hear from the grand jury at some point as to the information they have and the next steps that they would take. In addition to the named individuals in the document, and the transactions and banks in question, including the Bank of China, as Breitbart News reported late Sunday, the document also lists out several business names in the subpoena: Owasco, Scanning Atlas, RSP Holdings, RSP Investments, RSTP2 Alpha, RSTP2 Bravo, Seneca Global Advisors, Aqaba International, Rosemont Seneca, Burisma Holdings, Bohai Harvest RSD Shanghai Equity, Robinson Walker, Hudson West, European Energy, and Infras Group Limited, and Bladen Enterprises Limited. Asked about all these entities being listed by federal authorities in one place in this grand jury subpoena document, Blackburn told Breitbart News she believes this criminal investigation is complex and ongoing. It appears that they have enough information that they moved forward with the subpoena to J.P. Morgan Chase. And that you would think this is still an ongoing and active investigation, Blackburn said. Looking at all of the information that has now been compiled into one place would lead me to think the appropriate step is for the AG to appoint a special counsel to investigate these business dealings, because whether you look at what has transpired with Communist China, with Russia, Burisma that was located there in Ukraine, and whatever else may be involved with this, it is important to get to the bottom of this. I think you look at the fact that Joe and Hunter Biden have been intertwined in these business deals. You've got photographic evidence of Joe Biden attending some of Hunter's events. You want to get to the bottom of what has happened, shaded by these business deals, and how they have profited off of these business deals, and what the continuing affiliation from Hunter Biden or from James Biden is on some of these foreign entities at this point. In addition to her call for Garland to appoint a special counsel, she expects Garland to face serious questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee, especially if Republicans retake the Senate majority. But Blackburn wants Americans to see action now, and not have to wait until next year, so she argues the appropriate next step before voters weigh in the upcoming midterm elections is for Garland to appoint a special counsel now. AG Garland comes before us regularly for hearings and review, and it would be appropriate he would be questioned on this, Blackburn said. Even before that, without waiting until we get the majority back and waiting until we get the gavel, it would be important that we get some clarity around this situation. This is a very serious issue. When you look at the amount of scrutiny that was placed on President Trump and his family and the accusations that turned out to be misinformation with all of that about Russia, it was not right. Here, you have these allegations about Hunter Biden and Biden Incorporated. Now, James Biden is pulled into that. Answers should be forthcoming sooner rather than later. If we don't get them, then absolutely. It would be completely appropriate for the Senate Judiciary Committee to move forward with hearings delving into the issue of what actually has transpired around these interactions that Hunter Biden and Biden Incorporated have had with these different foreign entities. Blackburn also said that the contrast of these documents alongside the fact Biden has a complete lack of action on holding China accountable is unsettling. When you read through the documents, and I'm pleased you all were able to put those up, but when you read through these and you realize that they have had these interactions with the Bank of China, then of course that is troubling, Blackburn said. What are some of the things that have really frustrated the American people this year? Joe Biden has not held China to account for COVID-19. COVID is something that has cost hundreds of thousands of people lives and livelihoods. It has cost the economy trillions of dollars. It has caused mental health issues for children and teens, and China has not been held to account for that. You look at this week with the Olympics starting and our athletes still going to the Olympics, and the only thing that President Biden did was a diplomatic boycott. You look at issues that are there around trade. You look at the genocide being carried out on the Uyghur Muslims. You look at the treatment of the Hong Kong freedom fighters, the Tibetans, the Mongolians, and then you look at the participation of some of the U.S. companies with China, and also the Chinese Communist Party that has a standing in many of those Chinese commercial entities, and you have say, hey, wait a minute. The coziness that is there is quite unsettling, and it is not good for the country. It is not good for the cause of freedom, and this is something that needs to be addressed promptly. Blackburn has been hammering China for a long time, and warning for years about the rise of the Chinese Communist Party. She said the current administration seems content watching America decline and China rise. I've been on the China issue now for years and years and years, beating this drum repeatedly, Blackburn said. Whether it was intellectual property theft, whether it was mistreatment of U.S. corporate entities and small and mid-sized businesses that were doing business in China, whether it was our over-reliance on China manufacturing for our critical supply chains, whether it was China pushing forward with these Confucius Institutes and Confucius classrooms and trying to inject itself into the Sister Cities program, whether it is the Belt and Road Initiative or debt diplomacy or worries about competition or worry about China with its Blue Water Navy, worries about China in its part in the new axis of evil along with Russia and Iran and North Korea. China is intent on global domination by the time we get to the midpoint of this century. We cannot let that happen. So, turning our focus to how we strengthen our country and how we fight back on people who do not wish us well is going to be an absolute imperative, because we, the American people, like America, the exceptional and the extraordinary for all of our citizens. Right now, we have an administration and a president who seem to be content with America the ordinary.